Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to a Super Bowl edition of Fantasy Football Weekly. Hopefully you hear this between Friday afternoon when this show drops and the Super Bowl. And if you're listening to it after the Super Bowl, then you can hear about what we got right and what we got wrong and know what we got right and wrong.
Yeah. And if you wait that long, you're just not a true fan of the show. I'm going to call you out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We expect 3 days. You get 3 days. Actually, it's only like, I don't know, 48 hours of listening time.
It should be
very important.
Sitting next to your whatever device.
Yeah, refreshing. That's right. Your podcast all the time. That's the voice of Scott Fish. I'm Paul Charchian. We want to talk through the final game of the 2022 season. This is our last time to like be forward, looking forward and predicting what's going to happen as opposed to, you know, reacting to last year. And, you know, we've broken down like 1,000 games.
I think that's high.
It's probably 500. How many games? I bet there's 500 games in a season.
It depends on how many years you're talking about.
16 times. No, I'm talking about just last year. 16 times.
256, I believe. Right?
Is it 256? 16 times.
16 times 16.
I was told there would be no math. 16 times. Somebody, I don't know. I'll figure it out. It doesn't matter.
That wouldn't even be right.
Yeah. So. Okay, I'm going to go about 500.
Might so be.
There's 17 weeks in the season times 16 games. 272. Nice job.
Yeah. Oh, see, I'm still on the 16 game schedule. That's my problem.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. Okay. It. All right. There you go. So. Let's talk through this game. And we've got some fantasy angles for those that are better. We have some betting angles. But more broadly, who do you think is going to win?
Okay, my head says that the Eagles should win. They are better at almost every level.
They are.
Except for the quarterback position.
Yeah, and they're not bad at the quarterback position,
and they're not
by the
bad
way.
At the quarterback position.
Yeah.
For some reason, I actually think the Chiefs are going to pull this one out.
Would that reason be Patrick Mahomes?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Is it the best quarterback to ever play the
Patrick
game?
Patrick Mahomes. It's watching the Eagles last week against the 49ers for like five straight drives, not actually doing that much. They did a lot on the ground. They couldn't get the passing game going, but also they didn't really need to. I think it's possible, and Jalen Hurts has not run as much since coming back from injury. It's under 60.
He hasn't had to.
He's got an extra 2 weeks too.
My theory is, and I like him. I think his rushing is going to be a big part of this game. Yeah. Jalen Hurts. I think There's no reason not to run him. I think the shoulder's healed by now.
Yeah.
He didn't have to run in the last two games because they were both blowouts.
And he's got,
so they were ahead, so they were able to protect it.
Yep.
I think it's game on for the running version of Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl.
You'd imagine lay it all out in the field.
What are you saving him for at this point? Nothing.
It's your varsity blues 30 minutes to the end of your life, to the rest of your life. For the rest of your life, whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no guarantee you get back, right?
Yeah.
Dan Marino never got back.
Joe Burrow never got back.
Right. Yeah.
I know it's only been a year. There's a lot of quarterbacks with that one attempt and missed.
And so I think the rushing is going to be there. And Kansas City saw the third most quarterback rushes during the year, and they gave up the fifth most quarterback rushing yards. It certainly suggests that a bunch of teams saw susceptibility,
there.
And they weren't even getting those rushes out of their own divisional games. Derek Carr wasn't doing all that running. Justin Herbert wasn't doing all that running. So I think there's going to be a real opportunity for Jalen Hurts. By the way, his rushing line, if you're interested, 49.5.
I know. I saw that. That's why I brought it up. I'm like, I think that this is the game he can get a little past. Same with AJ Brown. He has been nothing in the playoffs.
Isn't that weird?
I think this is a game where he finally steps up.
You would think so, right? Yeah. You'd think so. That he's been an underutilized asset, and maybe they haven't needed it, but even when the games were close in the before the first half and stuff, they just didn't go to AJ Brown.
A couple games ago, it was more of a Devonta Smith game.
It was.
Maybe he was just locked up.
Absolutely. So I'm on Eagles, and I think it's going to be Eagles by
a fairly big margin. Is like, there's something there.
So the Eagles are the better running team offensively. They are the better pass defense, the best pass defense in the NFL. I mean, it's just
offensive
virtually everything.
Line, defensive line, everything.
Yes. Yeah. The Eagles are better almost
It's another
everywhere.
Reason why I thought Sirianni should have been like sixth in the head coach thing. Their team is just so well-rounded.
Yeah, Howie Roseman's done an amazing job, but it helps a lot when your quarterback's on his rookie deal.
Yep.
And good for him for being able to maximize that and bring in guys like James Bradbury and Ndamukong Suh when you need to sign him and Hassan Reddick and great signings that Howie Roseman did. I think the best play from a betting standpoint is Kenneth Gainwell receiving.
It seems to have been every week of the playoffs.
Yes.
I talked about this two weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah. He's smashing numbers every single week of the playoffs so far.
Yes. So first understand this. No other running back catches a pass in that offense. Miles Sanders has one catch since Christmas. Boston Scott has two catches since Thanksgiving.
We know that Miles Sanders
can catch. They never throw to him. Yeah. So if you think that if you think the Eagles are going to have one completion to a running back in this game, well, there's your Kenneth Gainwell 10 yards right there.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Kansas City gives up the most running back receptions for the second most running back receiving yards.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Well, let me tell you exactly how much it is. 6.5 receptions per game for 46 yards.
I might actually take the under on both of those for what the Eagles get in this game, but probably enough for Gainwell.
But for Gainwell to go over, I need 10 yards, 11 yards to hit the over, and they give up 46.
Yeah.
So they can be half as good, and I can still double Gainwell's number on this.
Thank you, by the way, to Refrigerator Perry, right? That now we have Super Bowl player props everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, didn't that become a thing after his touchdown in like 86?
That was a big deal, that touchdown. Yeah. Speaking of Gainwell, I've got a buddy, Mitch Moss, who he's bet Gainwell as MVP. You want to guess what the odds are?
It's got to be ridiculous because we watched James White have 3 touchdowns in a Super Bowl and not win it.
Well, it's because Brady threw him the 3, but
he threw him. I think it was 2 rushing, 1 receiving.
Okay,
well, maybe it was the other. Maybe it was the other way, but still.
What do you think the odds are?
And he had the game winning touchdown. Still couldn't get it. I don't even have a guess.
200 to 1.
200 to 1.
Yeah. Gainwell would have been the MVP 2 games ago when he rolled up the 120 rushing yards and chipped in a few receiving yards on top of that.
It's worth a few bucks. I don't think it happens.
Probably not.
I don't see much of a path outside of the quarterbacks in this one, but
$5 into $1,000.
I could see a Kelce if he has some kind of monster game, but
which he could.
I can't imagine him taking it away from Mahomes, but I could see it happening.
But where else is Mahomes going to go? Juju's
Tony's hurt. Running around practice like a wild man, apparently.
All right. So,
which I don't love because those hamstrings, man, rest those things.
I know. Juju's hurt.
Yeah.
Tony's hurt.
Yep.
And the other receivers aren't very good. And then, you know, the Eagles have got Darius Slay on the outside. Yep. They've got James Bradbury on the outside.
Yep.
In the middle, they've got Avante Maddox for slot receiver stuff. It feels like there could be a dozen targets to Travis Kelce.
Yeah, could be. I think it's, extremely possible. I think that's the outside shot outside of the quarterbacks. By the way, how bad do you feel for Melvin Gordon sitting there on the Chiefs practice squad?
I know.
He's such a good career, decent career this long, and
he'll get to watch it. But at least he gets there, right? He gets to experience it. He just won't be active.
I honestly think for playoffs, we need to expand the rosters, have the practice squad players suit up
so they can.
Imagine if we saw what we saw in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like just let everyone suit up for those games. Come on. Why not?
You're so nice. They should be able to be in uniform. What do you think Mahomes does here? His line is 294 yards.
Oh, man. I was going to go with 280 off the top of my head.
294. The Eagles have played 19 games.
Mm-hmm.
18 of them have been under 294 yards. 18 out of 19.
I think, just the pass rush alone, but no one has a better yards over expected when the play breaks down than Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. He's so good at that.
Yeah.
I mean, literally the best to ever play the game.
Yeah. I saw a graph of it, and his line on the top was like, it was like probably a third longer than everyone else.
The next closest guy.
Everybody else was like 67% of him or lower.
I bet.
So I think that pass rush is going to get to him, but they are so good defensively. Those defensive backs you've already mentioned a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be able to hold him down slightly. I think the Chiefs are going to need much more of a balanced offense in this one.
The Eagles didn't face many high-end quarterbacks this year. Not their fault. It's just how the schedule worked out.
They faced a lot of backups.
They did. They faced a lot of the Davis Mills.
A lot of 49ers talking about it this week.
I bet.
Have you ever seen a team this upset after losing?
Oh, like they are bitter, aren't they?
I get it, but man, they have.
We would have won if our quarterback had stayed healthy or whatever. Maybe. I don't know. But I don't think so. The way that game was so one-sided. But you just don't know because they didn't have a quarterback who could pass a ball.
Right.
So, it makes the game pretty easy.
Yeah. I still don't think they would have won. But I get it. I understand it.
Get this. Eagles. The average passing game against the Eagles by yards.
Okay.
You want to guess?
221 yards.
187 yards was the average passing game against the Eagles.
I was trying to guess something normalish but low, but that's absurd low.
And then I ground up the numbers even more.
Yeah.
On average, and really only one guy skews this or would have been a much bigger number. On average, quarterbacks threw for 24 fewer yards than their season-long average against the Eagles. So I don't know that Mahomes can grind out enough with Kelce to make up for what he's going to lose from what I think these injured wide receivers with these tough matchups are going to give him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you think about the Chiefs running game? And this is a way you can beat the Eagles. They're like 4.6 yards per carry.
Are you talking betting specific people? Because
no.
I don't like.
No, not
I don't
necessarily.
Like, just I don't
do
like
think?
The thought process is that it sounds like Ronald Jones is going to get a few touches, and it sounds like CEH is definitely going to play.
Yeah, he's
which
going to be
annoys
active.
Everybody for
You know what? I bet.
DFS
I bet he doesn't do anything.
You don't think so?
Yeah. They got such a good thing going.
You know what? His last two games, he was healthy. He had barely any snaps.
That's what I'm saying. So. I think it picks up right where they left off. I don't think Clyde is even a factor here.
Honestly, Pacheco just looks more explosive
than
CEH.
Oh, he's not close.
Looks, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So. He's a running back. CEH just, I don't know what he is.
He's a first round draft pick, Paul Charchian.
And I've been bitterly hurt by this one over the years.
Yeah.
But you know, then they've also got Jerick McKinnon. Obviously, you know, he was quieter in the last game, but you know, over the last whatever, six,
and
seven,
both
eight
of those
games,
guys have been
very
a
good.
Lot
it's been a good
in
one
the receiving
punch.
Game recently, which is annoying.
That part annoys you,
yes,
in particular. If I were, I got asked if I don't like Mahomes, is there a receiver in particular I don't like? And when I say don't like, I mean just based on the betting line. The 295 yards for Mahomes.
If you think he's going to be more
right,
like 270,
who's,
280.
Yeah, who's the receiver I could couple that with? Juju is sitting at 41 yards.
Yeah.
Which is a weirdly high number for a guy who hasn't topped that line in five straight games and eight of the last 10.
I would not bet on that.
Uh-uh. And you know, he's got the knee injury. That could limit him. He could be a decoy. He could re-injure. There's a lot. There's so many reasons to take the under on Juju.
It's weird because in the offense, in the preseason, they had him going deep. And early in the season, they had him with some more deep routes. But then they just shifted him back to what Pittsburgh was doing with him. And he does those little outs, 8, 10 yards.
Yeah.
He's going to need a bunch of those to hit that. I don't see that happening.
I think you're right. I want to take a break. And I've got a couple of odds and ends questions I want to ask you that don't relate to the Super Bowl. So is there anything else Super Bowl related you want to touch on?
I don't think so.
I'm going to just throw this in. Dallas Goedert. Okay. I feel like we're waiting for the big game. Mm-hmm. This could be the big game.
Yeah.
We'll talk. I've got a couple other odds and ends, fantasy odds and ends for you coming up in a second.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Fantasy Football Weekly. Paul Charchian, Scott Fish. I asked this question to Matt Harrison last week, and I want to ask you too.
Oh boy.
This is very dynasty. You know, you're my go-to dynasty guy. Well, and so is Matt. So I'm not playing favorites.
You can. That's
I asked him what I think is a very tough question.
Yeah.
And I raised this actually on KFAN on Friday.
Okay.
In a different non-fantasy way. Should you sell high on Justin Jefferson now? Here's the case. Case goes like this. Kirk Cousins is under contract for one more year. After that, total unknown. Who knows? We could be back to, you know, some newer incarnation of Christian Ponder. Next, we don't know what's happening with his contract. you know, this thing could turn ugly. Who knows? You know, next thing we know, he's in Houston. I mean, you know, I don't think the Vikings would certainly don't want to get him out the door. But if they get to some impasse, and the Vikings, I think, are sitting 29th in money right now, right? To make room for Justin Jefferson's next contract is going to be, it's going to be a bloodletting of veterans in Minnesota. Maybe Minnesota's not for that. And of these, you know, you always want to buy low and sell high. You already bought low on Justin Jefferson based on wherever you drafted him.
Yep.
This is the ultimate sell high moment.
Sure.
I mean, you know, you name your price. He might be the most coveted dynasty player that there is. Name your price now on Justin Jefferson.
You're right. And I get it. I mean, I'm a guy who, after the 2006 LaDainian Tomlinson season, traded him for Adrian Peterson a bunch of stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I get the sell high. It really depends on your strategy, and you make a lot of great points, and it is absolutely a great time to sell now on him if you are in a position you're not going to run next year. You know, if you want to get a bunch of young assets, and maybe you can get a Bijan Robinson and some other stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Bijan Robinson is probably going to be a first or second round draft pick at this point, the way people are.
Hey, you know what's going to happen.
How many years in a row has the top running back, you know, been a legit thing in Dynasty? So many.
Yeah. Bijan Robinson could drop to the end of the first round. Think about him on Cincinnati or Kansas City
or Minnesota if we trade. we saw that stuff.
I've been posting that.
Yeah,
the Vikings sitting at 23 and Cook's gone, I believe, because of his contract size. Traded. And Madison's a UFA.
I don't know.
I think they'll just cut Cook.
Yeah, see, if they cut Cook, that's $6 million. We have a cap hit of $6 million on that. I could see that. I don't know what do we replace him with? Ty Chandler and Keeney, and just hope Bijan drops. Or it's a deep class. I suppose we can
it's
get
a deep class.
Tajay Spears or something late. Yeah. Tank Bigsby maybe or something. I don't know.
This Tajay Spears hype is suddenly off the. It's gone crazy after
really
the Senior
is.
Bowl.
Yeah,
holy
it really
cow.
Is.
Robinson's going to fall into some spot where he's going to be very sexy. There's a non-zero chance.
But
Bijan Robinson's going to be the first player taken in drafts. Just imagine if he falls to the Chiefs or the Bengals and Mixon's out of the picture, which he might be, then.
See, I really would.
1-1.
I am a Jefferson, Kelsey, Chase top three and like then a small gap guy.
Yeah.
But where I was going with the Jefferson, should you sell high? I'm not that guy anymore. Mm-hmm. In Dynasty nowadays, especially if you're in a younger league, the average Dynasty league is shrinking how many years they last before they fold. People are bailing on dynasty leads quicker than they ever were before.
That's why they should play an Empire League.
Yeah. There you go.
That as a side note.
Yep. And I, because so many people are trying for that young, sexy roster and let's build it over a long time. Mm-hmm. And it never gets realized. I have gone to win now because you're only facing half the league. The other half of the league.
Perpetually building.
Yeah, the other half of the league is building this young roster.
Yep, they got 1 foot out the door.
If you play win now, you have a 50% chance of winning now.
Doesn't it seem that way?
It does.
All right.
So I'm not that guy. I'm not selling Jefferson. I'm going to play him out for this next year or two and see how it goes.
All right, I got one more sell high candidate for you.
Yes.
Austin Eckler.
Sure. Sure. I will say that Slater went out on the offensive line this year. So they were kind of hurt this year on the offensive line.
But the rushing production was troubling. His age is, and he's not old.
Yeah.
His age is getting up there a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. And he has consistently said he wants another running back in that backfield.
Yes.
And he wants to share the duties. He wants to, you know, he knows it's not good for fantasy and he's a fantasy guy. But
I think he also knows it's not good for his career.
Yeah, his career can be longer
in a split backfield.
And he wants to win. You know, if we saw his efficiency earlier in his career with Gordon there, like, I think he wants that back.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they keep trying to plug that hole.
All right. So what can I expect if I were to trade away both Justin Jefferson or Austin Eckler? What is a fair return?
The problem with Eckler in the dynasty realm is people look at age and usage so highly or so, you know, they're very aware of it that Eckler, he's going to fetch you a pretty meaty sum if you're doing it to a win now guy. I'd be much more keen to trade him than Jefferson.
You couldn't get 1-1 Bijan Robinson for Austin Eckler.
You might be able to. I doubt it though.
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
So what can you get? What's Eckler worth?
Yeah, you're probably looking at a multiple piece deal where you're getting maybe a first round pick and a player that's less than Austin's caliber. And if you're trading in Dynasty and you're trading Eckler, that probably means you're not trying to win this next year. You're looking at a younger, you're hoping for a younger wide receiver and you know, some kind of draft pick. That's probably what you're hoping for.
Okay. And
I don't know that you're going to get it though.
We're talking
an Olave Wilson type, and then hopefully add a draft pick or two to it to try to make it happen.
Now let's talk about Justin Jefferson. What should my asking price for Justin Jefferson be?
Multiple firsts.
At least, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I want multiple firsts on top of a player. And by the way, I don't want the back of the first round first.
Yeah.
I want the top of the first round. I want pick 1, 2, 3 this year and next year.
Yeah.
And probably a player.
Just the pure hit rates on even first round picks in Dynasty. You're Justin Jefferson's caliber in production. You're not trading it without multiple first and a player or two.
Yeah.
You just aren't.
All right. Thanks for checking in. You'll be back next week. We're going to break down the 5 things that each of us want to remember from this season next August when we're drafting. And, you know, it's going to be 6 months.
Yeah.
It's such a long offseason.
Yes.
Right. So what are the things you want to be sure to remember? And then my hope is, like, August, we go back to this show and we list out our things, our 10, you know, we each do 5. Yeah. We list out the 10. We go back to them and go, oh, yeah. Right. Mm.
I'll remember them. I have a superior memory.
Yes, you do. No,
I'm just
thanks for listening, everybody.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.